Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is September 29th, 2019. In this segment, we'll take a look at what's happening in the zodiac for October 2019, where the planets are, where they are going, and what to expect from the developing energy patterns for the coming month. First up, we have the situation with Mercury and Venus, which have been within a few degrees of each other all through September, moving from sidereal Leo into sidereal Virgo in the second week of the month, and now, at the end of September, they proceed into Libra. Mercury enters Libra first on Sunday, September 29th. A few days later, Mercury is followed by Venus moving into Libra on October 3rd. The two planets continue to travel together for the rest of the month. This is a fairly benign arrangement since Venus and Mercury are friendly to each other. It's the planet of relationship with the planet of communications, which is great for mutual understanding. Venus is guidance, Mercury is reason. Venus is agreement. Mercury is making decisions. Libra is a mostly accommodating sign, the sign of balance, harmony, and social idealism. Venus is in its own sign here, which greatly helps Venus significations. But, as usual, there's a little problem, which in this case is a somewhat destabilizing influence coming from Mars. Mars is still in Virgo, Mercury's sign, meaning that the Mars energy is being transferred to Mercury, and therefore influencing Mercury, causing the planet of rational thinking and communications to take on some of the Mars aggression. So, Mercury isn't as agreeable as we might first suppose, at least for as long as Mars remains in Mercury's sign, Virgo, which will be until November 10th. While traveling through Libra, first Mercury and then Venus will come into position to be directly opposite Uranus, which is hanging out at 11 degrees Aries. The opposition from the planet of sudden, unexpected events tends to produce surprises related to the planet that it influences. For Mercury, that will mean unexpected information, therefore shocking news reports. In light of what has been going on in world events, you can expect some new revelations right around the time of the direct opposition on October 6th. A few days later, it's Venus's turn. For Venus, it will produce something unexpected having to do with Venus significations. Uranus has a rebellious and therefore disruptive quality. This influence on the planet of agreement can lead to the breaking of an agreement. Venus, as the planet of advice, advisors, and guidance, influenced by Uranus, the planet of freedom, can manifest as an advisor going rogue. Venus is the planet of finance, therefore financial markets, which under the influence of Uranus become unstable. Mercury is ahead of Venus, and in the last week of the month, Mercury moves into Scorpio, which is Mars's sign, and this sets up a Parivartana Yoga, two planets in each other's signs, establishing an exchange of energy and a compelling relationship between Mars and Mercury, the planet of action and the planet of decisions. Exchanging energy will bring more fast-moving developments. It's also the planet of controversy, interacting with the planet of communications and media reports. Mercury at this point will be slowing down in its forward progress in preparation for beginning its last retrograde period of 2019. Venus now catches up to Mercury, and at the very end of the month, October 31st, Mercury goes retrograde at 3 degrees Scorpio while conjunct Venus. I'll have a complete analysis on that in an upcoming report. Another pattern forming in the zodiac in October is the Mars-Rahu-Ketu T-square configuration. While transiting in Virgo, Mars comes to the midpoint of the nodal axis, in other words, halfway between Rahu and Ketu, the two eclipse points, which are riding along in the zodiac in the middle of Sagittarius and Gemini. This pattern will be exact on October 21st when Mars reaches 17 degrees Virgo. The midpoint between the nodes is an area of high tension. Planets transiting through this point experience stress and tend to create adverse, inconvenient events. The problems can start manifesting a couple of days before the planetary pattern becomes exact. For a recent example, remember last week when all the stuff came out about the Inspector General giving the whistleblower's complaint to the Director of Intelligence, who did not exactly follow established protocol, and then, subsequently, the DNI himself had to testify in front of the House Intel Committee? That happened when Venus, planet of advice and guidance, was exactly transiting through the nodal midpoint on September 25th, 26th. So, what happens when Mars transiting through this sensitive position? Due to the nature of Mars, this will likely be a much more intense, uncomfortable energy, and could potentially produce a high-conflict type of event. Mars is not Venus. The Saturn-Ketu pattern, in progress since last March, is still functioning during October. Saturn is the planet of structure, the planet of the established order. Ketu represents the unseen world, therefore dematerialization. These two combining results in the loss of control and the collapse of structure. This can happen in the material world as well as the structures of society. The general energy pattern is one of things coming apart. Events along those lines have indeed been happening over the past several months. Now, in late September, Saturn and Ketu are exactly conjunct, and as we move into October, the threat to the established order is really moving into high gear. For instance, the current administration of the United States, after 2.5 years of a rather unusual president, now appears to be circling the drain. Ditto in Great Britain, where the government of Boris Johnson is teetering on the edge. Ditto in Israel, where another inconclusive election is preventing the forming of a new government. This planetary pattern will get an additional kick as Mars moves into position to send a square aspect onto Saturn and Ketu. That's the planet of force and conflict, challenging the planet of the establishment, which is already being weakened by its conjunction with Ketu. The exact square of Mars to Saturn will be on October 27th, but we'll be seeing effects starting after mid-month. Looking around the zodiac for other planetary action, note that October will be the last month of Jupiter in Scorpio. In the first week of November, after spending a year in the sign of Scorpion, Jupiter will move to Sagittarius on November 4th. So, get ready to say goodbye to Jupiter in Scorpio. But we're not done yet. The planet of truth and wisdom is still manifesting from the venue of the sign of secrets and investigations for another month yet. Certainly there'll be plenty of stuff happening in that area as we proceed through October. Note, too, that in the USA chart, Scorpio is the 12th house sign. The 12th house for a country's chart is the house of hidden activities, including criminal activity, treason, prisons, mobs, refugees, lots of difficult stuff. So this is where Jupiter, planet of increase, planet of truth and wisdom and opportunity, has been transiting and manifesting for the past year, and still with another month yet to go. After that, Jupiter enters Sagittarius, and it's a whole new ballgame. Of course, I'll be giving you a full report on that when we get to November. Okay, now a reminder. The Astrology News Report is now a paid subscription channel. You have been watching the once-a-month free public video. If you would like to see the next four weekly reports, donate $20 by clicking on or touching the donation card you see here, which will take you to the donation page. If $20 a month is too much for you, you can donate $10. Those who support the channel will receive an email each week with a link to the week's new video. Here's a list of the upcoming reports I'll be doing in October. October 6th, the analysis of Venus conjunct Mercury in Libra. October 13th, Saturn conjunct Ketu, how this planetary pattern has been manifesting in world events. October 20th, Elizabeth Warren's astrology chart, analysis and predictions for her success. October 27th, a preview of planetary patterns for November. So, if you would like to have access to these upcoming videos, click on the donation card that you see here. Okay, until next week.